Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, the big news in terms of crops this week coming out of Australia.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about Australia's crop. It was reported this week that in Western Australia that they set the highest price for wheat in the world. It's a little lower than what it is at the Texas Gulf. They had frost in certain areas of the wheat area in Australia. That may impact the quality, maybe the yields a little bit. And the market has a tendency to lower Australia's wheat yields as we go through time. That price I was talking about for Western Australia wheat was $9.25 a bushel or $330 a ton. That's a little less than what our hard red winter wheat is at the Texas Gulf.
Okay, and the other big story you've been following the last few days, corn.
Corn continues to be a big story as corn stocks are tight and continue to tighten. It was reported this last week that 23.6 million bushels of corn was purchased from Argentina. It'll be shipped in starting the next couple weeks and in through the May time period of 2013. Remember about 6 weeks ago that the companies there in North Carolina had bought 29.5 million bushels of corn from Brazil. So that makes 53.1 million bushels of corn being imported. And USDA is projecting that 75 million tons, about that much, will be imported on corn this year. I think that's going to have a tendency to at least keep our prices at current levels, and it's causing a slight downtrend right now in corn prices.
Kim, let's talk a little bit more about the world picture in terms of supply.
Well, since May, the WASDA report has lowered the world's ending stocks estimate every report. You go back to last May, it was 6.91 million bushels. This last October report, it was 6.36 compared to 6.54 billion bushels on a five-year average and 7.3 billion bushels last year. Those tightening stocks are supporting our wheat prices.
Okay. Speaking of wheat prices, what's the latest there?
I think we're going to continue on that sideways pattern with that December contract in Kansas City being between $8.69 and $9.57. It is trending in the lower half of that range and below $9 prices. I think it's going to continue in that area at least for the next couple months until we get some new news.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot.